USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Seven are confirmed dead and nearly a dozen others injured after a driver slammed into a crowd of illegal immigrants yesterday. It happened in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval says some of the bystanders detained the driver.
It wasn't unknown if the driver was just trying to get out of the vehicle or trying to leave the scene. That is something that the detectives are talking to several witnesses about. If he was trying to leave the scene, of course, that would be another charge.
It's unclear at this time if the incident was intentional.
If it is intentional, there's certain laws that we have to follow, and there's certain rules, and more charges will be pending on him. If it is intentional, we're going to try to see maybe we can seek help from the federal government.
The big story this week is Title 42 expiring and the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border under Border Czar Kamala Harris becomes inundated by a sea of humanity.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more needs to be done before Title 42 expires on Thursday. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, he said President Biden's plan falls far short of what's needed.
President Trump sent soldiers to the border to secure the border. President Biden is sending 1,500, quote, soldiers to do paperwork.
Abbott would like to see more troops sent to the border for enforcement. A surge of illegal immigrants is expected to start crossing the border after Title 42 expires. I'm John Schaefer.
Airlines have more workers than they have had in 20 years, but it still may not be enough to handle what's projected to be a heavy summer travel season. United Airlines, which has already hired more than 7,000 workers since January, says it plans to add 8,000 more by the end of the year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the air transportation industry has an estimated 534,000 employees in March. That's up nearly 10% from a year earlier. Today is officially National Coconut Cream Pie Day. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
There's a new weekend box office champ at movie theaters across the country.
After a four-week run in the top spot, the Super Mario Brothers movie has been dethroned.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm Star-Lord. I formed the Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 made $114 million in its debut in theaters domestically. That's the second best opening of the year. Only Super Mario Brothers had a better showing with $146 million. Guardians topped $280 million in worldwide receipts. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Today, NASA launched two small satellites designed to track tropical cyclones hour by hour from a base in New Zealand. The new storm tracker sent into orbit on a rocket built by U.S. company Rocket Lab can fly over hurricanes or typhoons in the Pacific every hour compared to every 6 hours with current satellites. One senator says he's not ready to endorse anyone for president at this time.
James Lankford of Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week he didn't endorse anyone in 2016. It's possible he won't endorse anyone in 2024.
Several folks that are unannounced that may announce in the next couple of months. And then the first debates for Republicans will be in August.
Lankford sidestepped the question on whether he would be comfortable with former President Trump again being the GOP nominee. He replied that it's still early and the nominee process is just beginning. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.